Big news, Buzz Killers. Our partners at Eco Soap Bank have been given very, very special recognition. And we're here in the Buzzkill Bunker, actually in the Buzzkill Coffee Shop. You can hear us in the back, hear the other patrons in the background, to talk about that with the Eco Soap Bank founder, Samir Lakhani. Samir, how are you?
Very well. How are you, Professor?
I'm doing all right. You've been named a CNN hero for 2017 because of your wonderful work with the Eco Soap Bank. Can you tell us how that happened first, and then we'll go on and talk about what the bank is involved with?
Definitely the biggest honor of my young life. I think I may have plateaued at this age, but hopefully we'll keep on going. So yes, CNN recognized our humanitarian and environmental work in Cambodia foremost. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, they wanted more people to get engaged. So they just publicized our work and named me personally a CNN hero, which is a big, big deal, I think.
And we've put a link to a video about that on the website, because this is a special announcement from the Buzzkill Institute. It's not one of our normal episodes. The Buzzkillers who've been listening recently have heard from us about Eco Soap Bank, but please tell us how, and tell them how you came up with the idea and what it's all about.
So it started in a sort of lightning bolt fashion. I was traveling through Southeast Asia, and particularly in Cambodia. And while I was there, I noticed something that I think would stick in most of our minds. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's just traveling in rural villages, and I saw the absolutely abysmal lack of hygiene and sanitation.
Wow.
Particularly a single scene where a village mother was bathing her newborn in a vat of laundry powder and water.
Oh.
Yeah, a cheap alternative that has been taken up by a lot of Cambodian families. And so in that single moment, I committed myself to some degree, any degree, to Cambodia's hygiene problem.
Right, because of course hygiene is the basics thing that keeps most diseases away.
We take it for granted. We not only take soap access for granted, but we take our everyday behavior of hand washing for granted. It's something that I would say most of the developing world does not do.
And so how did you come up with the idea of using recycled soap?
Well, as a bachelor, I had no funds available to me. So
how did that happen?
Oh, yes. It's a common story. So basically, I was not able to buy containerfuls of soap from China.
Right.
I had to find another source. And staying in a guest house myself while traveling through Cambodia, I realized, you know, this soap was under my feet the entire time. It was right in front of me.
Sure, sure. You use a bar, you use a tenth of a bar, and then it gets thrown away because the next guest can't use it.
Everybody knows that, yes. Yeah, so yeah. Basically, utilizing a wasted resource in service of a much larger problem.
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful, that's a great tagline. We can use that in one of our subsequent ads. So who came up with the idea, or how did you come up with the idea of combining, purifying and then combining used bars of soap? Just sort of the technological thing interests me.
It was a longer process than originally intended. Effectively, I had to figure out, I had a few days left in Cambodia, and I had to figure out a process of recycling. So I bought all manner of butcher's tools and various kitchenware and things like that, and started recycling soap in my guest room hotel room.
Oh, right on site, right? While
right
you were
on
there?
Site, yeah. With only a few days left. Most of the housekeepers probably thought I was a maniac of sorts.
A maniac with weapons.
With weapons, yes. with a do not disturb sign.
I'm busy recycling soap.
Correct. So those were a furious few days. Firstly, we figured out a way to melt the soap and contain it in water bottles. However, today what we are doing is actually remolding the bars into brand new bars, and that's what we do today.
Oh, okay. And you brought one of those into the coffee shop that we're sitting in, and it's absolutely fascinating. It smells wonderful.
It's no comment on your personal hygiene.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll let Lady Buzzkill know that her efforts to keep me on the straight and narrow are certainly working. So then how do you then sort of get the soap out to the people who need it?
We collect whatever leftover soap is generated from hotels, and we take it back to our centralized facilities where we hire underprivileged and underemployed women to handle the manual labor of recycling.
Oh.
At that point, they make tens of thousands of bars every week that are set for our redistribution program. So they can either go to health clinics or orphanages or just hygiene campaigns that are set in school, basically, we're trying a comprehensive, holistic way of turning around hygiene in Cambodia.
Oh, so it isn't just taking and making recycled soap into new bars and giving it away. You're actually employing local people to do all that.
Exactly right. It's a social component that I originally didn't intend for, but it's something that organically grew, and effectively it's become one of the most important components of our work to be able to provide steady employment to over 35 underemployed women, and also fortunately be able to provide them with free English and computer classes.
Oh, wow. So it's a major effort on a wide variety of fronts.
Exactly right. And that's why everybody sees some component in which they can resonate with our work.
So you take this recycled soap and you take these recycled bars and you make them into these new bars, and then where is it distributed? How widely is the impact? How many people are being affected?
We are the largest hygiene distributor in Cambodia today.
Wow.
And our soap all soap that has been generated from hotels. We don't buy a single bar of soap in Cambodia or elsewhere. Our soap has been used in all 25 provinces in Cambodia, and we're really, really proud of the fact that over 650,000 people have been reached just by our work, just by wasted soap from hotels.
And I notice in some of the ad copy that we read on our show normally is that you've recycled some 25,000 pounds, 26,000 pounds of soap so far. That's an enormous amount.
Just over 25,000 pounds of soap. It's amazing how much soap is thrown away by the hotel industry. And I can tell you, the women that we employ have become quite burly, quite strong after working with us.
Because there's so much stuff to lift.
Exactly.
Well, then how has the CNN Hero of the Year award affected the Eco Soap Bank?
The reach that CNN has is pretty remarkable. We've had inquiries from people around the world, US, Switzerland, Belgium, China, various villages in India that all want to start recycling soap in their local area. So we're trying to be strategic in how we utilize a wasted resource that's not only found in Cambodia, but worldwide. So basically, we're working to mobilize soap in every country, particularly developing countries, to see how we can improve hygiene in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you know, the Buzzkill Institute is committed to helping Eco Soap Bank, and we're going to contribute $1 for every Buzzkiller who donates to the Eco Soap Bank. If you go to ecosoapbank.org/donate and type Buzzkill in the comments section of the online donation form, we're going to donate $1 for every one of you who does that. And already it's started to happen, right?
That's right. You Buzzkillers, you guys are killing it. We've had quite a few donors. Don't forget to make a comment in the section. Otherwise, I can't hold a professor accountable.
That's right. And we've got such massive funds in the Buzzkill bank account that we need to distribute out to the Eco Soap Bank. So yeah, make sure to do that in the comment section of your donation form. Buzzkill, or even Professor Buzzkill, or that guy we heard on the podcast. Would do. What else can you tell us about what Buzzkillers specifically can do to help the project?
I would say if you have used soap supplies or new soap supplies that you want to ship to us in Pittsburgh, you can contact us. Just visit our website, www.ecosoapbank.org, or reach out to say hello and we can start a conversation.
Well, that's wonderful. Starting a conversation and continuing a conversation, exactly what we want to do at the Buzzkill Institute, and try to help the Eco Soap Bank as much as possible. So thanks again, Samir, and thanks to you, Buzzkillers, who've been so helpful so far, and let's keep it going.
Thank you.